Yeah, but I can't remember what year it was or which hurricane it was.
So, Bert, you were just telling me about a little bit of the history of the origins of the National Farm Worker Ministry coming to North Carolina, and we decided that it would make sense to go ahead and record that too. So if you could just kind of tell me a little bit of that story, again, that would be great.
Pretty much the Farm Labor Organizing Committee had an office here in Florida that worked with the workers when they were here in the winter, who were under contract in Ohio and Michigan in the summer, and they did contract administration and training about the flock contracts there when they were here in the winter, so when they went back in the summer, they'd be prepared for negotiations and all that kind of stuff. And at the same time, Fernando Cuevas, who was with the flock staff, vice president under Valdemar Velasquez, and based here in Florida, in Winter Haven, Winter Springs, Winter Garden, one of those places, was going to North Carolina to see what was happening in particularly the cucumbers, pickles, so that because the growers who had contracts or didn't want to have contracts in Ohio and Michigan were moving a lot of their growing operations to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Fernando Cuevas went there with his mission to see how that was all happening and what was happening, and you know, just for fact-finding trek, I guess. And at that time, over Labor Day, we had Hurricane Andrew here in Florida in August. I guess it was 93, now that I think about it. And we did a lot of this office, my office, had been doing a lot of disaster response, and we were friends, partners with a Southern Baptist disaster response group that had a big feeding truck, and they could feed 6,000 meals a day out of this big 18-wheel kitchen, basically. And we had just finished working in South Florida when the hurricane came through North Carolina over the Labor Day weekend. And at that was the same weekend that Fernando Cuevas was going to migrate back to Florida for the winter. So he called and said they had all this hurricane problem in North Carolina. So my friend Ron Patterson, who is a Baptist minister, we got this big food truck and we went to North Carolina to help feed workers in eastern North Carolina that had lost their work and their, you know, income and their everything. And Fernando then stayed in North Carolina to help do that, and at the same time met a lot of support people, got connected with the North Carolina Council of Churches because they were interested in helping with the disaster. They had a farm worker committee that they formed with Joanne Price as a big part of that. And it sort of turned into more of a looking like a permanent sort of opportunity for the Farm Labor Organizing Committee to have a presence in North Carolina because Valdemar, I think, and I assume had discerned by then that the pickle industry was going to be based around Mount Olive in North Carolina. So he had to follow them there to expand the, you know, workers' rights and the contracts. So it became sort of a permanent idea that we're going to be here a while. We in the National Farm Worker Ministry, I was going to North Carolina a couple weeks out of every month to work on the disaster, and when that sort of got in place, we talked about, well, Flock's going to have an office there, you know, maybe we should have someone to support their work and see just where it was all going to go. So we had a Church of the Brethren volunteer from Germany, Daniel Opoku, who was working with me in this office, and we sent him to North Carolina to help Fernando and whoever they were working there. And he lived with a Presbyterian minister in the Benson area, Warren Bach, who's now retired. And we just, when he finished his internship, his volunteer 18 months with us, I had to go back to Germany, we then hired a full-time person, Matt, his last name I can't remember at the moment, who took over the office there, and since then we've had a person, and it turned into a well, real office. And we had a person there to work with Bach, and who lived with Reverend Bach. And then finally we got our own office in Benson, and then we moved out of Warren's house. And then after Matt, we hired Lori Kamala, who opened the official National Farm Worker Ministry office. And she's still in North Carolina.
Yeah.
She's in Greensboro. Yeah. So she, since then we've had a presence there. But it was actually all began out of a need to support farm workers after a disaster. And we did not only the feeding and, of course, clothes and all those things that churches will give, but we also worked with the North Carolina Council of Churches, which is why I went every couple weeks, on some policy changes within the North Carolina legislature that might make it easier for non-North Carolinians, because they were migrants, to access services and supplies and things, because they were pretty much denied that after that original hurricane. So that was sort of how we ended up in North Carolina, and here we are.
So when Lori started, they opened the office at eRUF in Durham,
mm-hmm.
was that largely because of connections with Council of Churches and Student Action with Farm Workers? Because I know Lori was a Student Action with Farm Workers intern before
right.
being a farm worker ministry staff person. Do you know how the connection with eRUF started?
I don't think I can say for sure. My memory is that the Unitarians offered that space
mm-hmm.
through, and I think it was probably through, I want to think it was probably through the student organization. I'm not positive. It might have been more than the North Carolina Council of Churches.
Yeah.
But Lori could probably tell you that. But it was a...
I'll ask her.
Yeah. I would ask her, because I don't really remember, since all I remember was I didn't have to go there twice a month to do stuff.
Well, thanks again.
Yeah, so that's
especially for this little addendum. Especially helpful for me.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that before.
All right.